做 pop quiz，
yeah pop quiz，
一会儿大家会在对话当中听到这个短语，请问是什么意思？ Pop P O P
啊， pop here means like a surprise or something unexpected. A quiz is like a test, but it's not as big as an exam. We could call it a 小考。Now, in American school, sometimes a teacher will give us a pop quiz, and they'll say, "Here's your pop quiz. It's an unexpected quiz." Now.When we say pop quiz to somebody else, you're just going to ask them if they know a fact about something. It's similar to 考考你，你知不知道这个？你知不知道那个 ？Right？
哎，这个有点像那个，就是突袭你的那种小问题，是吧？
Yeah,
就是考考你。
Yeah, yeah.
That when you want to ask if someone knows a fact about something, similar to 考考你。突然间我说，小高接题。
That's right.
请问。如果你老婆和你的妈妈突然掉进水里，你先接救哪一个？
There you go. That's right. That's right.
你先救哪一个？
Yeah, pop quiz, right? Pop quiz. Who was born between September 23rd and October 22nd, right?
就是考你的这个随机反应。
That's right.
然后你的什么知识储备？
That's right.
等等，你的这个应变能力。
That's right.
快回答，你救哪一个？
Yeah, yeah, pop quiz.
你还没回答呢。
Oh, what was your question?
Your mom and your girlfriend falling into the water.
I would say both.I would say both.
No.
我可以这样回答吗？
No.
我偶尔还是说我的女朋友吧，因为她也许在听着。我妈她无法听，我妈无法听。
我把链接发给你妈妈。
Oh, no. 那我哎呀。
难了啊，就太难了，是吧？
太难了。
这种问题，一般就水瓶座就能够反应过来。
好，
我们来刚才举例一样，向大家说明了这个 pop quiz 就是考考你突然而来的这个小问题。
That's right.
Pop quiz said when you want to ask someone knows a fact about something similar to 考考你 Q U I Z pop quiz。好，我看到聊天是 Johnny 的这个拼写笔记非常正确，包括 lemonade。Unexpected exam.
Wow,
非常好
That's right. It's an unexpected exam. You got it.
下面一个叫 passionate.
Ooh, passionate. If you're passionate, it means you're able to show strong feelings or a strong belief about
something.
Full
of passion.
That's right. Now, we can be a passionate person. That means we have a lot of emotion. We can be passionate about our jobs, about our work. If you love what you do,then you're probably passionate about what you do.
对了啊，我们呢可能很可能会对自己的工作充满着热情。
That's right.
对我们的事业充满热情。
That's right.
但是在这背后都是对我们的薪水充满着热情。
That's right. 大家我们是不是很 passionate?
Passionate.
我们就是很
passionate. 在周一的这个节目当中我们讲到了 passion 这个词。
哦、oh, passion.
就讲了 Taurus 非常 passionate,、
oh, that's
对吧、
right.
有热情、
right.
啊。
That's right.
这个单词的拼写原型呢是 passion, 是 P-A-S-S-I-O-N。但是作为形容词的时候呢是 passionate, 对什么什么东西很有热情的 ,showing strong feelings or a strong belief.、
Mm.
你别看这个词语。
That's、
啊、
right.
它不是每个人都能有的
That's right, that's right.
也不是说你想具备你就能有的
Right, right, right. You're either passionate or you're not.
说到底这是一个坚韧的问题
Yeah, yeah, it is.
是一个 discipline 的问题 是一个 hard work.
太有道理
表现出来是有 passion 实际上是一份艰苦的工作
You know what? I'm going to use passionate about our listeners. I think many of our listeners are passionateBecause you're here every week, every day, with going for gold.
对，你说你对什么样的东西两三天有热情，
yeah.
那这叫 passion 吗？
That's,
这就是理，
right.
这就是很表面的 passion.
That's right, that's right.
但是你对一个东西真正有热情，
that's right, that's right.
几十年都能够如一日的话，那就才叫真正 passion.
That's right,
对吧？
You passionately study English. Good for you guys.
所以哪一个星座有这样的特质，确实是很好。
Yeah, that's right. I gotta say, Iris Way says.Will one be passionate after eating passion fruit? Probably.
Passion fruit, 你是说要吃那个火龙果是吗?
A job it says passionate is sweet. You're right, it is.
Yes, it is, it is. 下一个呢叫外向的。
Oh, I love this. Extrovert.
Extro, extra 是向外的 E-X-T-R-O, verted, V-E-R-T-E-D, extroverted.
Now, if you're extroverted, it means you're outgoing.
外向的
That's right.
Going out, outgoing.
Yeah, yeah, you're
像那个刚才说的些什么我们以前上次说的那个火象星座呀什么
yeah, what was
风象星座呀
That's right.
像 Aries, 还有 Leo, 以及 Sagittarius, 他们都是比较外向的。
That's right. Let us know.
敢于去争取的。
Are any of you extroverted people? Or we have a 反义词。
对，很重要。
Yeah, yeah.
内向的怎么说
？Introverted.
Introverted. Yeah. Introverted. 内向的。
That's right.
比如说我俩这样的。
Oh yeah, but really?
对，我们内向极了。
That's true. That's true.
根本就不敢说话。
Yeah.
平时都很小声的。
That's right.
We are very introverted. We are introverted.
So like Jamie said.
Yeah.
Extro means out. Intro means inside, right?
Because we were born like very introverted.
Yeah, because we're from 金牛座的。
然后我们说话的时候声音都很小的。哎呦，很清晰的啊！哎呀，一会儿空播了，快！But as we are introverted, we are also very optimistic.
That's right. Oh, optimistic. What does this mean?
Optimistic.
Optimistic. It's good to be optimistic.
积极的，乐观的。
Yeah, that's right. Now, have you heard the question? Is the glass
yes,
okay? Tell us.
I heard.
Tell us.
不，我们听过的是这个
啊。
Always look on the bright side.
That's it. If you always look on the bright side, it means you're optimistic.
Oh, 还有那个什么什么种，隔壁邻居家的篱笆外的草要更绿一些。
Oh, okay. The grass is always. No, wait, no.
Oh, 那就成了啊。
这不是，这个是 pessimistic. That's pessimistic. Ah.Yeah.
看来我还是 pessimistic.
Really?
那不然为什么我会上的别人家的草更绿呢？
是吗？哦。
那这个 pessimistic 又怎么写呢？
Pessimistic. P
A.
P E S S
P A 好吧？
P E. 肯定是 P E.
Pessimistic.
Yeah, yeah. You're thinking pass. You're thinking of passion. You're thinking of passionate.
好，那 pessimistic. P E S S.
Yeah. P E S S pessimistic.M-I-S-T-I-C
好 pessimistic 就是消极的、那么 optimistic 就是积极的、乐观的、
right.
To always look on the positive side of a situation 怎么样有多少朋友是 always look on the bright side of life
Or
这个瓶子里的水啊，我讲故事吧
okay,
就是这个大家伙人所共知的故事
okay,
瓶子外的水不是瓶子外水是这个在瓶子里的水如果只剩了一半 half bottle 啊
yeah, okay,
然后你觉得是人会怎么想对吧
It, right, right、
啊、然后一般消极的人呢就想说哇还剩一半的水了、
right.
啊、然后积极乐观的人说哇正好还有一半的水
That's right, that's right、okay.We say this in English, the glass is half full or half empty. It's the same thing, but it really describes if you're optimistic or pessimistic.
刚才我们两个那一段 introverted, 内向、被大家在聊天室笑翻了天。有朋友说哎呦喂你俩真能装。
Yeah,
说我俩装 introverted。
是不是
Really?
We are introverted.
We are.
就是根据我们金牛座的，我们就是 introverted.
哎，我们 introverted 不是虚弱，好吧？
Yeah.
我们是非常的。
Yeah.
慵懒。对，
慵懒。
我跟你说，我们自己受不了，那麦克风自己就爆了。
啊啊。
好，第一段呢这几个单词，然后我们再附加上有 Libra 天秤座、Scorpio 天蝎和 Sagittarius 射手。我们第一段的对话马上带给大家了。首先来看问题 ，Question for Dialogue One。
Number one, what do Libras love?
哎，请问呢，天秤座的人他们喜欢什么 ？What do Libras? 在指这一类星座的人的时候呢，后面要加 S 形式啊，复数。这一类的人嘛 ，What do Libras love?
And number two, which sign makes good leaders?
那 which sign、yeah. 哪一个啊？哪一个就是刚才我说的这个星座的标记哈、啊？
Right.
会是一个非常好的领导者呢？好。
Number three, how would you describe the personality of a Sagittarius?
哎，你身边的射手座，你怎么样去形容他们的个性特质呢？好，请用两个单词来形容。所有答案都在一会儿我们的这段对话当中现在马上送上我说 Hey Greg We've already talked about the six zodiac signs I think it's time we talk about the last six Pop quiz 提问回答、What do you call people born between September 23rd and October 22nd?
拿不到我 That's easy They're called Libras These people love justice and fairness. They also work well with other people.
Yeah, Libras are known to be cooperative. They don't like violence or injustice of any kind.
I think the next group, called Scorpios, is pretty interesting too. Born between October 23rd and November 21st, Scorpios seem quiet and cool on the outside, but they're actually really emotional and passionate on the inside.
I heard they make really great leaders. They don't like being lied to, so make sure you're always honest to your Scorpio.
Well, next is the Sagittarius. They're born between November 22nd and December 21st. These people are deep thinkers that love change.
Oh, yeah. They are really extroverted and optimistic. It's hard for Sagittarius to feel down.
Some of the funniest people I know are Sagittarians.
Oh, well, you are obviously not a Sagittarius then.
What? Well, no, I'm a funny person, right?
是是是，你是个Taurus，是属于内在比较幽默的那种。哦，是吗？啊，对，人家Taurus，你要外在就很幽默，人家幽默就是流露出来的，对吧？哈哈哈哈哈！有点儿内向哈。好，我们来再以正常语速给大家演绎一遍哈。 So Greg, before we talk about the six last six zodiac signs, I think it's time for us to talk about the last six. Pop quiz. What do you call people born between September 23rd and October 22nd?
That's easy. They're called Libras. These people love justice and fairness. They also work well with other people.
Yeah, Libras are known to be cooperative. They don't like violence or injustice of any kind.
I think the next group, called Scorpios, is pretty interesting too. Born between October 23rd and November 21st, Scorpios seem quiet and cool on the outside, but they're really actually emotional and passionate on the inside.
I heard that they make really good leaders. They don't like being lied to, so make sure you don't always honest to you. You are always honest to a Scorpio.
Well, next is the Sagittarius. They're born between November 22nd and December 21st. These people are deep thinkers that love change.
Yep, they're really extroverted and optimistic. It's hard for Sagittarius to feel down.
Hey, some of the funniest people I know are Sagittarians.
Well, you're absolutely not a Sagittarian, then.
What? I'm a funny person, right?
Yeah. What do Libras love? 刚才我问他哈，我们来寻找原文。我说 That's easy. They are called Libras. 小高说 Yep, Libras are known to be these people love justice and fairness.
啊，答案出来了。
但是你说这个世界上啊
yeah.
哪有真正的公平呢?
Right,
Where
right,
do we see justice and fairness?
Well, you know what? I don't know. Maybe there's not. But the Libras will always search for it and always demand it. That's what I think it is. That's what
就说, I think it is. 世界上给这个公平和正义定标准的这个标准
又怎么样去判断它是公平的呢? Oh, no, that's a great 真的有道理
看你平时不思考哲学问题吧
原来你也喜欢哲学
内向的人一般都会考虑这些
当然
Introverted Seems like we take the introverted as a very good
We do
point.
To us it's
a great character
Yeah, that's right
好，他们追求的是 justice and fairness.
Oh,
好，所以有的时候会比较犹豫不决。That's
right.
我上次说我有一个 relative 就是天秤座啊。Yes.
Wow.
然后本来说啊几月几号我们要去哪里。啊。好，到前几天的时候，他说变了，不去了。That's
right.
再过两天说，嗯，好，我要去。然后最后一个又临时改主意，所有人都哦，这种 collapse.
Oh my God! Hey, look at all the answers that just came out.
Do we?
Yeah, we got a lot of answers. Job at Emma Lemonade. You guys got it. Iris Way, you guys got it.
Uh-huh.
And one more, Jackie Wu. Boom, you got it.
Okay. 方面磊呢说我肯定是属于那种接近双子座的金牛哈，时而非常的optimistic。告诉你哈，不是的，告诉你不是的哈，我是接近另外一个星座的，这是一个悬念。哦，我们继续来说下一个呢。那这天蝎座Scorpios，他哎呦。
哎呦，说出来了，没关系。
他们是对，他们是很好的领导者。
说
在 they are pretty interesting， 他们也很有趣。
Yeah.
因为呢，他们有的时候会比较的 quiet and cool，
嗯、
外表看上去比较冷漠啊、
right.
那种，但是实际上内心呢是很有热情的、
right.
啊。那要是跟你说过话，那还是滔滔不绝，说三天也说不完。就是外表看上去好像没什么，但实际上是外冷内热的啊，这个 Scorpio， 然后他们也可以当好的领导者啊，有的时候有点 emotional， 有点过于感情化啊。
That's right.
好
，OK。
那么最乐观的这个 Sagittarius 啦，
啊，
他们的 personality 有 extroverted， 典型的乐观主义者。
啊、very good。
很难在射手座人的身上找到一些悲观的因素。
OK。
然后呢，他们很 optimistic。
很 optimistic. The glass is always half full.
而且他们愿意去实践。
Oh yeah, that's true. That's true. Put it to work. Put it to use.
我真的很想知道我们聊天室有没有射手座的啊
？Right.
我马上跟你做朋友。
有没有？有没有？
因为好多的这个老板啊什么的，
应该有很多
做自己的事业的人，很多都是射手座，
是吗？
很厉害的，
That's right.
是吧？啊
，OK. Well, it has to be optimistic.